Welcome to the Ghost Rap Podcast. It's fast, it's fun, it's informative. For more details on these stories and to make sure you get daily updates, visit ghostmail.co.za. The Ghost Rap Podcast is brought to you by Forvis Mazars, an internationally integrated partnership operating in over 100 countries and territories, including South Africa, delivering audit and assurance, tax advisory, and consulting services to clients. At time of recording, the Sibanye-Stillwater share price is up 20% in 5 days. Is this a dead cat bounce or is this the start of a recovery? With the share price down 27% this year, there is still plenty of blood in the water here. I also have to point out the 43% decrease in the past 12 months in that share price. Mining cycles can be ugly things, especially when you layer on some of the other issues that Sibanye has been dealing with. Floods in the US, for example, at the ironically named Stillwater Mine, along with really tough gold strikes recently in South Africa, have contributed to a difficult time in the company's history where most of the recent narrative has been around shoring up the balance sheet and building headroom for a protracted issue in the platinum market. With headline earnings of just 137 million rand for the 6 months to June, there really isn't much room for things to get worse before they get better. Including impairments takes the loss to a rather ridiculous 7.5 billion rand, showing just how much value has been destroyed by this tough PGM cycle. Much as the upswing in platinum prices in the past week has been helpful, the reality is that this metal is still trading at levels we saw in 2015. Now just think about what the cost of getting the stuff out the ground has done over the past decade, and therein lies the problem for PGMs. At Truworths, the UK business is doing the heavy lifting at the moment, and that's not something you'll hear too often about local retailers. For the 52 weeks ended 30 June, group sales were up just 3.9%. The UK business generated growth of 18.7% in Rand, and Truworths Africa, the bulk of which is South Africa, saw sales decrease by 3.9%. That is a remarkable divergence in performance. The UK business improved its trading margin from 18.3% to 34.6%, which is also quite remarkable, while Truworths Africa fell from 18.1% to 13.3%. They have supply chain challenges locally, with the state of South African ports affecting not just the directly imported merchandise, but also the merchandise procured from local suppliers who in turn rely on imported raw materials. Stock found its way onto the shelves too late in the season, and this hit gross margin, as it led to a larger proportion of end-of-season promotions. The end result is that adjusted diluted HEPS was up just 0.9%, which is an entirely pedestrian performance. The share price is up nearly 30% this year as the market has bought into the GNU story. But of course, the real irony here is that the best performing part of Truworths right now is a business that is very far away from South Africa. Finbond has pulled off quite the deal in the US, showing the difficulties faced by minority shareholders in trying to get a full exit in a private company. I'm not familiar with the underlying details of whether the price mechanism here was pre-agreed or not, but it's quite hard for me to believe that the sellers of this stake agreed to a price this low up front. In all likelihood, they wanted an exit and couldn't really sell to anyone else, so Finbond mopped up the stake at a bargain. This is because Finbond already held nearly 63% in AmeriCash and CreditBox as its US-based investments. So they have control of those businesses and were not about to relinquish it to any other buyer unless there's a huge offer on the table. Equally, another buyer is probably not going to come in and buy a minority stake with Finbond as the controlling shareholder. This leaves the minority shareholders little choice but to sell their stake to Finbond. And this is why Finbond is picking up a further 27.78% for just 29 million rand, which values the entire business at just over 100 million rand. Now that's a bit of a joke when the net asset value is 508 million and profit before tax was 81 million rand. Finbond now has 90.57% in the company, and they've gotten this last bit for a steal. Heaven only knows what the minorities will eventually get paid for their remaining tiny stake in the company. Perhaps they are hoping for big dividends in future, or a major offer for the entire thing from a third party. The winner here is clearly Finbond. And finally, keep an eye on Barloworld. The share price gave a massive response to the news of potential breaches of export control rules around Russia, living up to the Friday the 13th reputation by dropping nearly 24% on that day, before recovering in the afternoon to close 12.5% lower for the day. Punters looking for a recovery bounce were disappointed on the next trading day because the share price did nothing really. The reason for all this chaos was a rather cryptic announcement by Barloworld regarding voluntary self-disclosure to the US Department of Commerce, Bureau of Industry and Security, a mouthful of note, regarding potential export control violations relating to sales of certain goods to the Russian subsidiary. We don't know what they've done wrong at Barloworld, or even if they have in fact done something wrong. All we know is that they felt the need to disclose something, and that is not ideal. This is a classic case of giving the market uncertainty to go and latch onto. If there's one thing a market hates, it's uncertainty. And that's a wrap. Please remember that nothing you hear on the Ghost Wrap podcast should be taken as advice. Please do your own research and visit ghostmail.co.za for more insights into the market.